Hello and welcome to the Reign of Blood podcast, brought to you by the Reign of Blood Festival team. So this is the podcast where you get a behind-the-scenes look at the con and the Sharps and Blood Kingsters all over the world who will be celebrating with us. So this podcast is intended for mature audiences who have an interest in, well, blood and Sharps-based kinks only. So if that's not you, then this podcast definitely is not for you. So these are real stories from real kinksters, and so they may contain discussions surrounding things like health, mental health, kink, blood, self-harm, traumatic experiences, and more. So if you're having a rough day or these topics could be distressing for you, then we would advise you to come back when you're more ready to enjoy the topic with us. Hello and welcome, listeners. With me today is a real treat. We have Miss Birds from the UK, who is here to talk to us about all things self-stabbing and face needles-wise. Birds, do you mind introducing yourself?
Hello, I'm Birds. I'm from the UK, and I've been on the scene for a good few years, but probably only been self-stabbing for like maybe a year and a half or 2 years. Can't remember, but been a good time.
Wonderful. And you use they, them pronouns, correct?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. So do you mind starting out? How about you tell us a little bit about how you got into Sharps and what that journey has been like for you?
Yeah, so when I joined the scene, I've always been a masochist, but I remember like most people when they join the scene were like, I'm into a lot of things, but needles, hard limit. And I just remember being on FetLife one day and seeing this really beautiful needle photo with like butterflies, and I was like, maybe needles aren't so much of a hard limit. And then after that, I just researched for about like 6 months probably, until I was feeling brave enough to actually self-stab, and have not stopped. It's quite addictive. It's fun.
Very much so. I love that. So do you mind telling me then kind of some highlights, maybe some of the major milestones that you've been through on your journey?
I'm assuming we've been like needles and Sharps?
Particularly, or any of the above. You can interpret that however you would like.
So probably my first face needles, which was honestly pretty soon, like early on into my sort of Sharps journey. I think I'd done like 5 needle scenes, and then I was feeling just really up for doing face because I wanted to just do something really pretty, and it was just so good. it was just everything I'd ever wanted, and then that's when I realized how much I just enjoy them in my face. It's like my favorite. I've only ever bottomed for Sharps once, which is also I think quite a milestone for me, just because the thing that I like about doing needles, like self-stabbing, is the control. So it was quite a lot for me to let somebody else take that, but I did actually really enjoy it, and I would definitely do it again. But for now, I do enjoy my Sharps. It's just a self-care, calm time.
I love it. So that's probably, what else does kind of your self-care rituals involve there? I mean, it sounds like for you the needles is actually part of that, but is there anything that you use to particularly get ready for scenes or for self-stabs?
I don't really have a plan to do like self-stabs. It's very much like it'll be a day and I'll be like, today just feels like a really good day to do it. Today I'm in a really good mood and I just feel like some needles, some like in my face, would just be a great addition. So I usually always like have music set up, so it's such a nice calm atmosphere, and I usually always do needles when I've like blitzed my flat clean, just because it's just a much nicer atmosphere. But it's mainly just for calm self-care chill time.
I love it. So what does your setup typically look like? What are some of the things that you go through when you're setting up to do a self-stab scene.
So I have a separate table for needles, because I work as an artist and I go to uni to do art. So my actual desk is disgusting. I never do needles on my desk. So I have like a camping table that only comes out for those scenes. And then I sit on the floor in front of my mirror with my camping table, and then I have a really pretty pink like sharps container. And I tend to pick out like mildly what I'm going to do. If I'm going to do something in like the rest of my body, like my legs or something, I tend to do a lot more needles, so I don't really plan ahead on how many and like get them out ready. That's just however many on the time. But when I do face, I tend to pre-plan how many, where they're going, just so I'm a little bit prepared. Have those all laid out ready, just because it's I'd like to have everything done in advance.
I love it. Are there any other special considerations? Let's say someone listening is looking at doing face needles. What are some of the considerations there that you either plan for or that's maybe a little different from doing body needles?
Well, it's delicate. It's a delicate area. And I do have to consider what's happening in my next week. Just because obviously they're going to leave a mark. Like no matter how thin the needle is, they will leave some sort of mark. And oftentimes those marks are unpredictable. I've only ever had bruising on my face once from doing face needles, but that's still once, and I have to consider, am I okay with that at work the next day? But I am lucky in that my skin is not clear, and I've got lots of freckles, lots of like scarring and imperfection anyway, so it does tend to blend in. So I do. It's the one pro of having acne is that my needle marks kind of just blend into the rest. But yeah, and it also depends, like I have to very much consider where I'm gonna stab, just because although like face needles as like an overarching thing is there's so many different areas on the face with so many different considerations. And I just take things very much bit by bit on where I'm ready to stab. So there's lots of areas I'm comfortable with, and it's kind of like every scene I'll think, okay, I'm going to do some ones in the places I'm comfortable and I know how to do it and it's all good. And then if I decide I want to do some elsewhere, it's like, okay, now we're going to have to do a load of research on that area and make sure things to mitigate the risks. There's certain needles I wouldn't do in my face without like having someone else with me, just because of the risks. Like I'd love to one day like do some sort of like cheek skewer, but that's not something I'm doing completely alone, just because it's quite high risk. But that's like the main considerations I can think of off the top of my head. Is mainly just markings because you can't cover them.
Wonderful. So, do you mind explaining a little bit about like why face needles in particular? What draws you to that particular practice?
It feels very intimate with yourself, if that makes sense. Just because it's, I don't know, it's so delicate and it's so, well, I want to say invasive, but I don't know if that's the right word, but it's quite intense, which is just something I really like about it. And also it just makes me feel really pretty having them all in my face, and then having obviously the aftermath with the blood coming down afterwards is just like something about it running down your face, into your mouth, even into your eyes. It's just something that I really enjoy.
You know, I think that's the
Intimate.
first time I've heard someone say that having needles in their skin makes them feel pretty.
Oh
Typically,
yeah.
we talk about the needles themselves being pretty, but I've never really chatted with someone for whom it actually was a reflection of self like that. So I
Yeah.
love that. So, do you mind giving me just maybe a few words of that you would use to describe your play? Or your play style.
Well, like my solo stabbing style is very calm. It's just calm, peaceful, and relaxing.
I love it. Those are great words. So relaxing there.
Yeah, really is.
So,
Because a lot of
and
people
I.
look at it and they're like, face needles, that's like really intense. And I'm like, I don't feel like the way I do it is intense. Like it's, I'm very slow with myself and very kind to myself when I do it.
I mean, it definitely sounds like a wonderful practice. I don't think I've ever done a self-stab in front of a mirror before, really.
Like the only issue
I'm
I have with it is because I wear glasses. Like I have to get so close to the mirror because I have to take my glasses off to stab my face. I have to take my glasses off to do it, which means I have to like be right up against the mirror, which is the only flaw. But I'm sorting out getting contact lenses, and then that'll make that process a lot easier.
That would be wonderful, but it sounds very vulnerable, and it sounds like it really heightens that aspect of connection that
Oh
many
yeah.
of us find with sharks, I think. So let's see here. Do you mind telling me about, I know you said you've only bottomed as far as sharps go a few times, but when you're looking at vetting other people to play with, what are some questions that you typically ask them?
A lot. I'm extremely fussy as like a top and a bottom. So it's honestly, I feel like to play with me, people have to put an awful lot of work in just because I often don't tend to like play with anybody unless we're already friends anyway. And then it's like 6 months into being friends, I'll be like, oh, actually, maybe that could be fun. So by that point, I've got to know them through and through already. But if we're talking actual questions, a lot of the questioning is like, what do you get, like, what do you like and what do you get out of it? Because even if we like the same thing, if, say, they wanted to do like a needle scene with me and they found it like a massively sexual thing, that's not really going to vibe with my like really calm scenes, sort of. That, because I get like calm and relaxed out of it, not necessarily feeling like massively sexy afterwards. So even if we enjoy the same thing, if there's like, if what we get out of it is different, then I know things aren't gonna work. But also just their experiences, like their previous experience, just because I want to make sure that I'm safe. But I think those are like the main ones is what do you like, what do you get out of it, and have you done it?
Perfect. So is there anything else that you would like to tell listeners before we see you at Rain of Blood in April?
Oh, I don't know.
Last words of wisdom or advice about for folks looking to get into self-stabbing?
Take it slowly. That's like, I swear that's my advice for literally everything to do with kink, is to just chill out, take it slow. Especially when it comes to needles and sharps. Like it's very high risk, it's edge play, so don't do anything that you're not sure on. That's like my main bit of advice.
That's wonderful. And if folks wanted to get a hold of you in between now and then, how could they do so?
Through that, but I'm not the best at replying, but I do try my best. But yeah, my FetLife is just Miss Birds.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today, and we look forward to having you soon.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you.